This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Z doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is a super producer slash DJ who will finally unleash chemical warfare on the music industry next week with the release of his long-awaited new studio album. Please welcome The Alchemist. How you doing?
Well, so I'm in the booth right now.
You are in the booth. How does it feel?
I'm in the booth. This is great. This is an honor.
That's what, yeah. I like to hear.
I mean, I'm usually on the other side behind the board, but now I'm in the booth.
Your Twitter profile picture is you as a cartoon with bloodshot eyes. So how many hours per day would you say that is an accurate portrayal?
The hours of day that I'm conscious.
So how many is that?
From the wake to the sleep. I actually drink a lot of wheatgrass and work out. That's what I do a lot of calisthenics, drink wheatgrass, and let's dig that up. That's how my eyes are red.
Oh, okay. Did you do calisthenics and drink wheatgrass before you called me?
Yeah, and the red eyes is more because I swim a lot. I do a lot of swimming.
They have drops,
yeah,
for those things?
Yeah, the swimming. It's more from swimming.
Okay. Well, I'll forgive you for that. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Because there's probably some kids, you know, they might be listening, you know. So.
Absolutely. And we want them to know how important it is to drink wheatgrass and swim.
And swim.
Yeah.
Yeah, swimming too. Yeah, swimming is important.
Yeah. Besides making music, you're making a big difference in this world. I can tell already.
I mean, you know, I play my part, you know. I try to, you know, I keep trying to, you know. Madonna, she does a little better than me, but I'm trying.
Yeah, well, she's had a few more years experience than you. You'll catch up.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I got to adopt some children first. Then I'll be making a major difference.
I was doing some research, and we are separate. Separated by roughly 3,200 Twitter followers. The difference, of course, is you're a mega producer. I am not. So have you considered stepping up your Twitter game?
You have more followers than me?
You have 3,200 more followers than me, but that's not that much in the grand scheme
of
Twitter.
Not at all. Man, you're doing good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, how many do you have now?
6,404.
Guess what?
What?
Now you have 6,405. Congratulations.
Yeah, so now I'm only 3,199 followers away. That's really a small gap.
Hey, you want some followers? You can have them. You need any? I got a couple of spare ones.
Have you ever blocked someone on Twitter? I just did that for the first time the other day.
No, never a block.
Obviously, I got you on the phone today to talk about the new album, not how you and I feel about Twitter, so let's get right into it.
But maybe that would be more interesting.
For who? You, me, or our audience?
For the listener, I don't know. You know what? They're going to have to hear about chemical warfare one way or another, but maybe we can give them interesting stuff like...
Yeah, I'm going to package that in over the course of the interview so that we...
Okay.
It's not all business, it's pleasure as
I'll
well.
I'll make sure throughout to just like, July 7th, chemical warfare. Okay, let's proceed.
Well, speaking of July 7th, that's the date it's going to be out, and that's after several delays. So considering the amount of time that the project took you to create from start to finish,
yeah,
what's the feeling like knowing it's finally going to be out?
It's crazy because not only is it going to be out on July 7th, but July 8th, 9th, I think 10th, pretty much the rest of July, it's also going to be in stores. Probably every day after that forever again. So those days are also equally as important. It does feel good to get an album finally out again, just because... I guess that is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I probably started something when I did the first album. It was more like they kept moving the rim.
Yeah.
I don't even know who they is either, but they...
It's they, okay.
...kept moving the rim. Yeah, they, it's like...
Everybody but you.
Right. Everybody else except for me, I'll go shoot the last shot, like 3 seconds left, boom, and go for the shot, and then the rim moved. Like somebody just moved the rim, you know? So made sure that the rim was in stone now. So on July 7th, the rim is not moving.
It's about time, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, you know, and like, I hate that, you know, like, companies have their agenda. Can't really... me is shouting out too many dates over time. Like, I know the nature of this business and the labels, and man, they might have another agenda. Things might happen, and the album's supposed to come out when it does. For whatever reasons, they would promote certain dates, and it's like, come on, man. It's like the boy who cried wolf at some point. As a fan, I started feeling that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why people might consider doing that, obviously, is because they heard the first single, Smile. They liked it so much, and they wanted to know when the album's going to drop. At the beginning of that record, you mentioned how the hip-hop industry kind of dictates that we, you know, put on a front for one another. We smile, shake the hand, pat the back kind of thing. How often would you say you've been guilty of this sin?
I try not to be that way, but like, I wouldn't waste my time keeping a real arguing with somebody who I didn't even care about.
Okay.
So there's sometimes where I might play that role, but I think in the industry, I realize over time, as all seasoned artists do, that sometimes there's times when you got to be like that, you know, and it's unfortunate and it's lame. And none of us, I think, when we just strip it down to what type of like human beings, none of us are by nature that type of person. But sometimes it's business. That's why I said it's like, and more or less, more than that, it was more about like, you may feel one way or another about life, about day, about your, you know, anything. But in the end of the day, perception is everything, and people have an image of how they want to see you. And if they see you in a different way, like it fucks it up for them. That's more what I felt like. Yeah, like this shit is crazy. Like not even depressing. It's crazy how things are. You know, and it, like you gotta just keep up a front sometimes and give the hip hop hug and you do the handshake and just yo, all right. And you may not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You mentioned perception. What do you think the perception is of you within the industry, just based on your interactions with record executives, fellow DJs, fellow producers, artists that you've worked with?
They think I'm out of here. You know, they think I'm straight. They think I have, you know, I grew up in Beverly Hills, so it's like, why does he even do this? He probably already has a lot of money. He's a rich guy. You know what I'm saying? I think that's sometimes the perception. Also, I have other perceptions like, nah, man, he's from Queensbridge, and yo, he grew up with P, son. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, it's all perception. And by me being able to be like on the road with Eminem all the time, I realized that too. Because for so many years, I knew him more as what I perceived him to be because I wasn't as tight with him. But then once I get on the road to hang with him, you realize they're all people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. We all put on pants one leg at a time.
Yeah, it's crazy. And when I am even a victim of that sometimes, you know, like, but once you get to know people, that shit goes away and you get to realize people for what they are.
Well, clearly it doesn't seem like any of the perceptions and or stereotypes up to this point have bothered you at all. But, you know, you've been in the game for quite some time now. Was there a point at which some of these perceptions and or stereotypes did bother you and or affect the way you did your work?
No, because I'm just so busy doing the music. I don't have time. I don't have time to eat dinner sometimes. How can I have time to worry about? I just don't have time. Sorry.
Alec, the new album features basically a who's who of hip-hop. You got M, Wayne, Snoop, Fab, 3-6, the whole list. Do you create your productions with a specific artist in mind for each track, or do you establish an interest and a connection before committing time to a specific record?
Man, I throw a fucking dart against the board. Pretty much throw darts, really. I'll tell you what, there's more method than madness.
Okay.
I think I fucked that one up. Here, let me try it again. This would have been cool if I did it right. Okay, you know how they say there's a method to the madness?
Yes, they do. They say that, whoever they is.
Well, I'm more madness than method, if that makes any sense.
So you are organized chaos.
Yes. I make records, I make beats every day, and I go through samples, and different things get my attention. So it's like, unless I'm in the mode, like when we did Return of the Mac, I was making that sound the whole time for people. Sometimes I do that. It's like whatever's a challenge, you know what I mean?
You mentioned P, and obviously this brings me back. Your first big record, obviously, was with Mobb Deep on Murder Music. Does that moment in your career seem like it was just yesterday, or, you know, roughly the, 10 years since it was released?
Did you like that one?
The Realist, right?
Yeah, how'd you like it?
Always been a Mobb Deep fan, so, I mean...
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, we're in close. Okay. How did I say, a long time ago? Yeah, it does. It's definitely, I'd say I saw a picture from around that time, and based on my haircut, definitely looks like a long time ago. Yeah, a lot of shit has happened since then. I'll tell you that much.
Absolutely. Well, all for the better, which is putting you in the position that you're in now. Speaking of P, I did an interview with him actually the morning before he started his current prison sentence. And at the time, at least, he seemed to be in really good spirits. Have you spoken with him over the last year and a half?
Yeah, of course. And he's doing good, man. He's doing the sentence, you know. But, I mean, he's handling it credibly. And, I mean, if anything, I think he's just bored. And he's ready. He just go crazy trying to get back in the booth and get that music. You know, that shit is therapy. It's not just a job, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I know he's ready. But, I mean, I've been sending him beats. We've been working, so...
When you guys have communicated, have you talked legitimately about specific plans for as soon as he gets out?
We have secret government secret plans.
See, now you sound like him.
We got some... Let me tell you. I would have to terminate you immediately after this conversation in order to lay out the plans.
Okay.
And you're cool, man. You're the homie. But I'd have to terminate you.
Yeah, that would be under P's direct orders.
Right. I would have to... This phone would have to self-destruct immediately after.
Well, speaking of collaborations, Pete obviously is not the only person you get together with in the studio and make magic. You and Evidence, you guys are combining for a Step Brothers album. Whose idea was it to join forces?
He's a nice guy, that Evidence. Nice guy, man.
I've never met him. I've interviewed him, just as nice
he's
as you
nice
are
guy.
On the phone.
He's terrible in ping pong, though. Terrible.
If you guys had actually grown up together in the same household as Step Brothers, you think you would have gotten along?
I would probably at first have hated him, and then we would probably have become the bestest of friends. Because we both like guacamole.
Guacamole brings people together.
Guacamole, along with turkey bacon and ginger ale.
I couldn't agree more. Your name has been up in lights, obviously, because of the heralded production work that you have cooked up. But from reading a few of your previous interviews, it seems like you would be slightly more satisfied if all of the recognition had come from your work also as an MC. Would you say that that's accurate?
When did I say that?
I'm not quoting you exactly. This is just...
Really? I don't know. I never really felt that way, but it's interesting that that was your take on it. I think I suck. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. I know I can make some excellent production beats, but the rapping? Come on. Yeah, I think I suck, man.
Are you just being humble?
But it's me.
Or?
But it's all me. I write all those excellent bars.
Do some ghostwriting for Diddy on the side?
Sometimes, depending on the amount of Ciroc available.
Absolutely. What would you say is more satisfying? Producing a monstrous record or DJing for an appreciative crowd of thousands?
I thought you were going to say a Milky Way or a Three Musketeer.
You can answer that one also if you'd like.
Okay, a big crowd or a small one?
Producing a monstrous record that you know was going to be played worldly or
right.
DJing for an appreciative crowd of thousands live.
It would always like one or the other, because I would think in theory that if I DJ'd for a large crowd, I could play the massive record, and then it would be both.
See, what you're doing here is you're thinking way too deeply into this question. There's no thought.
All right, well, then in that case, then it would be the massive hit record.
Okay.
It's pure and simple.
What about the candy bar one, the Milky Way or the Three Musketeers?
Whatchamacallit.
Sorry, that wasn't a choice.
I'll never do it again.
I promise. All right, so we're halfway through 2009.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, where would you like to see yourself as far as what you could accomplish in the future by the start of next year? What are your immediate plans for the future?
Just to continue to make aggressive, disruptive rap music. At this point, I might be considered like a teacher, but I feel more like a student, always. I mean, I let it take me where it's going to take me. You never know. You know what I mean? At the same time, I'm definitely an entrepreneur at heart, so I won't just get wrapped up in something and then just be a starving artist.
Absolutely. Well, it's gotten you up to this point, which has worked pretty well for you, so why stop there?
Yeah, I should have just said that. I would have saved us at least in like 2 minutes.
No, that's the beauty of editing. No one might ever hear that, so it's
cut
all good.
All that other shit I set out and then say what you just said.
Sounds
in my
good.
Voice.
I'll do my best. Give everybody a website, a MySpace page, Twitter account, so they can find out more about you and obviously the brand new album, Chemical Warfare, out in stores on July 7th.
The MySpace is MySpace/TheAlchemist, and the Twitter, what is it? Alan the Chemist.
Yep.
And it's also alchemistbeats.com.
Well, my man, I appreciate greatly you taking the time to chop it up with me in the booth. It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate it.
All right, let me take off my headphones. I'm about to get out this booth, man. Yo, play it back from the top, son. Let me hear that.